Welcome back to Health Update Radio with your host, Jerry Graff.
And this is Jerry Graff, and you are listening to Health Update Radio here on WSRadio.com. We are brought to you by LifeScan. LifeScan makes the One Touch Ultra family of blood glucose meters, and our other sponsor, Advanced Diabetes Supply. ADS brings diabetes testing supplies right to your door. They can be reached at 800-730-9887. That's 800-730-9887. Online at www.northcoastmed.com. That's northcoastmed.com. They do have a community for people with diabetes to share stories, get information, and support each other. That's www.glucosepost.com. Glucosepost.com. My guest is Jackie Bensinger, and we have been talking about acupuncture, a wonderful treatment for people who certainly can benefit from it. And the next question I was going to ask you, Jackie, was other than cost, can people have too much acupuncture? I mean, obviously too much is going to be expensive, but can too much acupuncture be harmful in any way? I mean, if you needed only three treatments and you went for 30, I mean, could
that... I don't think it would hurt you. I mean, the only thing I can think of is if one treatment went, say, too long, you might feel maybe a little groggy or, you know, something like that. But too much acupuncture,
there's
I can't even...
No negatives, right?
No. The only thing is, you know, as far as like a side effect is, you know, we're trained on certain points not to use, right? That you don't use certain points when a woman is pregnant. But
right.
In order to help labor and delivery, then you can do those points. But particularly around the lungs, you know, you want to be really super careful. So that would probably be the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's a long list of things that you have treated over your 20-year career. And I think somewhere along the line you gave me an estimate of what percentage of people are treated successfully by acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage? Let's say, like, I went for shoulder pain once, low back pain another time. What percentage of people with problems like that get those problems resolved by acupuncture?
I would say it's probably about the same percentage that I spoke to you earlier about. In kind of a general, I would say conservative success rate is 75%.
About 75%.
Yeah.
So three quarters of the people who use acupuncture for this or almost anything are going to benefit from it.
At least if they show up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the thing is, you know, you have to show up. You
yep.
have to be there
you have to
get
be there.
It.
So for the 25% who don't benefit, you recognize that probably fairly quickly after a visit or two or three. And then
yes.
you refer them out to some other mm-hmm. practitioner who might be able to treat them in a different way. And hopefully they'll be successful there.
Either that or I refer them, you know, go back to your MD because I think, you know, you may need the shot of steroids. I mean, very, very seldom have I said, gosh, you know, you may need surgery on your back because that's to me that's the last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Surgery is always the last resort. But if I'm not helping someone in like 4 to 5 treatments, I refer them out.
Yeah, because if they haven't seen some benefit by then, they're not going to see it, right?
I will say for certain conditions like very chronic conditions like, say, pre-Parkinson's, a condition like that that's a long-standing, a very difficult treatment. Say Meniere's disease, that kind of condition, that's very difficult to treat. And at the same time, I want to see some result. Even if there's, say, a decrease in the Meniere's patient with mm-hmm. the level of vertigo or the frequency of the vertigo, that kind of thing.
And do you combine acupuncture with other treatments? In other words, would you have a patient who you'd say, okay, you need acupuncture, we can do 4 or 5 treatments, but you also should do something else along with it?
Very frequently, I refer out particularly to chiropractors. And frequently either I will order blood work or I will send a patient back to their MD to maybe order some type of blood work that I think needs to be done. To me, the Western medicine and Chinese medicine and other natural medicines work together really well. Sometimes I even tell the patient, I really think you need to maybe do some work with your therapist. And I've even had a therapist on the phone, actually, when I was having a session with a patient because I was very concerned about her. And so I think the idea, the whole goal when you're working with a patient is to help them get relief, however that looks.
Mm-hmm. So,
I don't think I can do everything.
Right. Well, you know, unfortunately, there are some practitioners of various types. I mean, I'm sure acupuncturists and chiropractors and traditional Western medicine physicians who do think that they can take care of it all and aren't willing to refer patients out or work with other practitioners. I mean, in every field, I'm sure there are people like that. But hopefully most of them, the vast majority of practitioners in every field, do recognize that, you know, what they do has a benefit and what somebody else does has a benefit. And when you combine those benefits, the patient does better. So you mentioned before that the first visit is more expensive mm-hmm. because you do more. So let's say this is a first visit. So what do you do during this first visit? How long does it last and what do you do?
The first visit is 90 minutes, and I usually email the intake material to the patient, so that helps save them time. They don't have to come in 15 minutes early to fill it out. So they give me what they fill out in this information is their medical history. And I say, if you have copies of your blood work, if you have a summary of your MRI or your X-rays, please bring that in so that I can look at the whole picture. So it's not only viewing their condition from my eyes as a Chinese medicine practitioner, but also in seeing what has this patient been through. I know just the other day, I think a couple weeks ago, I started treating a patient with thyroiditis. And so she said, well, back in at this year or this particular time, that's when it happened. And I said, what happened in that year? And it was a very, very stressful year for her. She had a very difficult time, had a divorce and several things going on. And she said, you know, nobody ever asked me that. But that's part of what affects her condition is her stress level. So I really like to understand. And I take the time with each person to go through that, you know, through their current symptoms, what happened to them 10, 20 years ago, through their injuries. And then to talk to them also about, what did you have for breakfast this morning? It's like, what? So, why
well,
I have to tell
matter?
You that? What yeah. difference does that make? Did you work out today? Did you get some fresh air? No. Okay. Well, how did you sleep last night? And, of course, the big question is, do you have good bowel movements? I mean, these are really important questions for a doctor, you know. And a lot of people are, you know, kind of embarrassed. No, I don't want to talk about that or whatever. But most people understand that, you know, what you eat, how you sleep, and how everything comes out, those are three big questions that are very important mm-hmm. as to what's going on in your body.
So that's why the first visit takes so long, because you're going to do a lot of conversation and interview before you're going to actually put hands on and,
exactly.
and start doing a treatment.
Because I only see this patient 1, maybe 2 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. And we already talked about the course of acupuncture. It's going to last probably 5 or 6 treatments. And again,
it depends on what I'm treating.
Yeah, it could be less, could be more.
Correct.
But if you don't see success along the way, then mm-hmm. you're not going to just continue taking people's money, as
right.
I say, for nothing. Okay, so the most common acupuncture points that you use, where are they located?
Those are located on the hands and, well, on the limbs.
So how do they relate to other areas of the body? That would be my next question.
Oh, that's such an interesting question, because our body is created like a huge hologram. So, for example, to treat Bell's palsy, which has to do, you know, one side of the face is kind of droopy and you can't close your eyes. So what I do is I choose a point on the leg instead of addressing or putting points right where the problem is. My teacher, Dr. Tan, used to say, why you want to spank crying baby? So, but there's much more to it than that. Just a funny little joke is that in acupuncture, the way that the body is balanced is by sort of creating balance at the other end of the spectrum. For example, in treating Bell's palsy, I would use a point on the same channel that is affected on the face, but use that on the leg and then use another point on the other leg to balance that. And then the whole body is basically creating a balance to relieve the pressure and relieve the inflammatory condition that's created in the face.
So most of the time, you're using the hands and legs or arms and legs?
Primarily limbs is what I use.
Even though, so you, we were talking during a break. So there, when I got acupuncture, the doctor who I saw put the needles right where the pain was. So that's a different technique, is that correct?
That's called traditional Chinese medicine, and that's what we all have to learn to pass the boards.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a wonderful style. And there's Japanese, there's all kinds of different styles. The style that I particularly liked is Dr. Tan's balance method. It's very logical, and I find great results from it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some other areas of acupuncture and alternatives and diet and things like that. We could actually talk for weeks on this subject and similar related subjects, but you are going to be with us once a month for 6 months. So I think that in that time, we will get the points, literally the points across
the points covered,
about
yes.
All of these things. Okay. Well, you are listening to Health Update Radio here on WS Radio. My guest, Jackie Bensinger, and we're going to come back and talk some more tonight about acupuncture and for the next several weeks, other areas of the medicine that patients that she treats. You are listening to Health Update Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.VinVillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
Are you ready for the largest consumer wine event in Los Angeles? Then get your tickets now for the 7th annual LA Wine Fest on Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th at the historic Raleigh Studios in Hollywood. Experience over 500 amazing wine, spirits, and brews. Lifestyle exhibitors, educational wine classes, gourmet food trucks, live music, and much, much more. For more information and special ticket pricing, go to VinVillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
Affordable quality American-made furniture and workstations are here. Miramar Office Furniture does it by giving Herman Miller a facelift, by repainting and recovering the quality construction of top brands like Herman Miller and Steelcase. We refurbish workstations and bring them to you at a fraction of their original cost.
I'm Jay Campbell, the owner of Miramar Office Furniture, and I invite you to email us your plans at sales@miramaroffice.com. Miramaroffice.com. Come find out how affordable a beautiful new office can be.